the music that says it all. It's back, Formula One, and the new season kicks off in Australia. Reigate's very own Max Chilton will be on the grid down under as he prepares for his second season in the sport. Well, before Max set off, he spoke exclusively to BBC Surrey, and all this week bringing you that interview. Yesterday, we lifted the lid on Formula One drivers' really strict training regime. Tomorrow, we'll hear how Max keeps his feet on the ground and deals with criticism from people on Twitter. But for today's instalment, I wanted to find out about the other drivers on the grid. So I asked Max how well they actually really got on when the cameras were off.
The grid has a really good atmosphere. And I get asked this the whole time, whether we're all friends. We're friends, but we get very little time to spend with each other. So, you know, we arrive, we fly in, we have our routines to do on a Thursday, walking the circuit. And then before you know it, you're off and it's Friday and you're either in the car, you're either in the engineer's room, you know, sorting through data and discussing what we're going to try for the next session, or you're doing media or PR events. And so you get very little time at the space of a weekend to actually catch up. And then we all live such busy lives and live all over the world that you actually don't see each other between races either. So you only get to see each other on the parade lap on a Sunday or at the driver's briefing.
And as far as your heroes are concerned, are you actually on the grid with some of them?
Definitely. Michael Schumacher was a big part of my racing career as I came up through the ranks, and I always wanted to be as dominant as he was. I did get to be on circuit with him once. Then you have drivers like Lewis, for example. I was racing karts when he had already started his single-seater approach to Formula One. But I watched all of what he did and loved the way he could attack and just always go for it. Jensen is probably one of the best racers on the grid because he'll think outside the box. So, you know, if the weather changes, he's always the first person to make the right call, or maybe not even the right call, the different call, which kind of helps him out later on in the race. So that's a great talent he has. And then you have people like Fernando, who's just absolutely amazing with what he does. He will be dominant in every single way he can be and build the team around him, which is very important.
And could you watch an old race of Schumacher or James Hunt and actually sort of pick up stuff that you think, hang on, that's really good, I want to emulate that?
Well, yeah, you could watch the movie Rush and pick up three things from James Hunt, but I don't think that would go down too well in this day and age. But for sure, the best driver would be a mix of everyone, so it's good to sometimes take a bit of someone and, you know, put it all together.
For you, was F1 always the dream, or was it just a life in motor racing?
Always Formula One. When I was a kid, I remember watching this famous red car on a Sunday afternoon when I was just kind of playing around in the living room and watching him win every single race. And I thought, oh, I want to be that. And that was Michael Schumacher. And it was really surreal to be on circuit with him in 2012 when I did my first free practice. He started in Formula One the year I was born. And for me to be racing on track with him in a Formula One car was a really surreal experience. And it's all gone by pretty quickly.
Over the past year, have people said stuff to you that has really sort of hit home that you think, hang on, I really need to address that, I need to get on, and to improve in Formula One, this is what I've got to do? What have they said?
Yeah, you know, your critics are your best friends, because sometimes you've got to take in what, you know, other people observe, and sometimes they're right, sometimes they're wrong, but I always think it's good to kind of have a look at what everyone's saying, and some of them make sense and you try and work on them. And sometimes people are like, you need to overtake or be a bit more aggressive. And sometimes you look back at the race and you think, oh, I probably should have gone for them right there. I maybe could have braked a bit later and gone for the move. So sometimes I try and up my aggression, but I like to think I'm quite safe the way I do it. I think that's why I managed to get that rookie record last year, because I did plenty of overtaking, but it was well thought and well planned. And I think you've got to have that happy medium.